If mortgage-backed securities are a portfolio of loans, how do you go about determining good loans from bad loans?
Well, not to oversimplify, but the first answer is that old loans are better than new loans. And that's really because we just have more information about them. If you think about a home borrower and somebody who's just making their first mortgage payment, they often don't understand the responsibility that it's not just what you paid for the house, but it's the taxes, it's the maintenance, it's what it costs to insure the property. So we really like loans where we have more information. And really, when it comes down to it with these mortgage backs, there's really two factors that are most important. Number one, what's the probability that the borrower is going to make their next payment? So we said that we're going to get our return by receiving these monthly cash payments. So in plain English, what are the odds that this person is going to keep on paying for his house? I feel much stronger about the borrower who's been in their home since 1995, who's made 150 successful payments, than somebody who's just taking out a loan for the first time. The second piece is the liquidation value of the property. So again, where the borrower has put a large percentage of the home value down up front, where they've made 100 successful payments, you are lending much less against a more valuable property. The flip side of that, what's a poor loan? A poor loan is a borrower who's put very little money into the property, and in a lot of cases, the value of that property itself has gone down sharply. So it's very important to understand, who is it that owes me this payment, and why should I believe I'm going to get that money?